Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mickelson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans and want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the Wizarding World with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have...
Lexi, your horrendous Hufflepuff.
And Tori, your rotten Ravenclaw.
Yeah! We're the worst!
Just kidding. We're the worst! That's right, we're the worst. No, we're doing more Castle Minisodes! Yay! And because I'm a little too thorough, we did ghosts previously, and now we're doing poltergeists. I know I shouldn't make it plural since Peeves is literally a solo, but we're going to talk about poltergeists, everyone. I'm so excited.
Yes. Well, before we jump in, I just wanted to give a shout out to our awesome friend and fellow podcast host, Nadine, who usually would be joining us for these episodes. But she just pushed out a baby, guys. So let's give her a round of applause.
He's adorable.
And he's adorable. Also, guess what his name is? Probably after Harry Potter series character.
Don't tell her husband, though.
Don't tell her husband because he will change the name. His name's James. He's so cute.
Little James. It's adorable. I love it.
Welcome, anyways, baby that's James. Why Nadine hasn't been joining us on a few of these episodes.
Tis true. She'll get to... enjoy them with everyone else.
Yeah. Hi, Nadine. Hopefully you're listening.
Right. I listen to all of us. My spare time. All right.
Anyways.
What?
No, sometimes it's hard to listen to your own voice. And so I struggle listening back to our podcast episodes. Oh. But they always make me laugh.
Oh, yeah. I laugh every time. We are really, really nerdy if we're listening to our own content. No, I put yourself at 1.5 and you can totally handle it. No,
so today, Tori, you already said it once, but what are we talking about?
Poltergeist. We're going to mainly talk about peeves, but because of who I am, we're going to talk about a little bit backstory of what a poltergeist is. Because poltergeists are different than ghosts. Which
How so?
So from good old Wikipedia and Google, I found some things on what poltergeist and regular people deal with. So poltergeist in German means noisy ghost. They are a type of ghost or spirit that is responsible for physical disturbances. According to Wikipedia, they're capable of pinching, biting, hitting, and tripping people. whereas ghosts, I think if we remember, they don't make disturbances in solid objects. They only cause disturbances in like fire and liquid and things like that.
Yeah.
So peeves has a little bit of an upper hand. So I wonder if it's like a choice or if he was cursed this way.
Well, maybe he like didn't actually have a life here on Earth. Like all these ghosts chose to come back after they died. Maybe he's just always been a poltergeist.
Maybe.
Kind of like a ghoul's always been a ghoul.
Or like, I was going to say, what's a ghoul?
A ghoul. Or like a gnome is a gnome or an elf is an elf.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I thought that was really odd. Because like when... By the way, don't just start typing poltergeist into your Google search bar because some scary stuff came up. And I don't do that kind of stuff. I love thrillers, but I do not like the scary stuff. And I was like getting all sorts of crazy. I was like, oh, I don't like this.
You're like, stop. Make it stop.
Please, no. Oh, goodness. Yeah. I would not do well as a ghost hunter. Let's just be honest. I love the feeling, but I'm like, oh, stop. Stop now. All right. So we're going to talk about peeves a little bit. So Peeves is the poltergeist of Hogwarts. And according to the Potter Wiki, it says that he has been around at Hogwarts since it was founded.
Wow.
But I don't know where they get that. Like, it is not in anything that I can find on the Wizarding World. Anything. Like...
Huh.
It's maybe but, it's like,
said by it's a J.K. cool thought. Like a passing quote or something.
Maybe. I didn't look in like tweets or anything like that. So maybe I should have looked a little harder. But I am honestly surprised if that is true. I'm honestly surprised Salazar Slytherin did not kick him out on the spot. Because he would. I'm like, at first, I'm sure they had a very small group of people. And so they were probably like, no.
Well, you know how, like, Peeves, which I know we'll talk about later, is there a spider on my wall? Oh my gosh. There's a spider. Oh, it's a fly. That's fine. It, like, took off. Or it's a flying spider, so.
Definitely the latter.
I'll keep you guys updated on that.
Watch out, everybody.
You know how Peeves is only scared of the Bloody Baron, really?
Yeah.
And then maybe sometimes Professor McGonagall. Maybe, like, Salazar Slytherin is worse than the Bloody Baron. And so, like, he can really control Peeves. Or he uses Peeves to, like, poke and prod and annoy the other founders of Hogwarts.
Yeah, uses him as a source.
Yeah, he's like, go throw a piece of chocolate. Got it.
That's how Peeves got all his ideas. Salazar Slytherin slipped him all his ideas. Like, yes, do it. Oh, man. So here's a quote. It says, Peeves is most notorious and troublesome poltergeist is the most notorious and troublesome poltergeist in British history. Unlike the overwhelming majority of his colleagues, Peeves has a physical form, though he is able to become invisible at will. His looks reflect his nature, which those who know him would agree is a seamless blend of humor and malice. Now I'm going to skip this part. Oh, I don't know what I just did. Oh, I turned you like super quiet. Sorry. I know how to work on my computer, guys. Okay. So it says that, Peeves, he looks like a little man with wickedly slanted orange eyes. He's dressed in loud, outlandish clothes, including a bell-covered hat, an orange bow tie. He has black hair, and unlike the ghosts, Peeves can be affected by magic. We know this because Harry used Langlock to silence him, to make his tongue stick to the top of his roof.
Yeah.
The roof of his mouth, the top of the roof. That would have been awesome, actually. and then there's another Potter Wiki thing that says, Peeves, it was guessed, is a tangible manifestation of all the students' mischief, which I thought was a weird thing to say. Because, I mean, once Fred and George came, it was like, I don't know, buddy. You're barely par there, so...
Yeah, that's interesting.
But
Peeves, the description of him, did you ever see him like that in your head when you were reading the books?
No. Well, so me either. I did see, I saw like a, I always pictured all in blue, but like not clothes blue, like just like his entire face, hat, all of it, just like this weird shade of blue.
But like a light blue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like an evil looking, gross toad looking man that probably worked for a bank got in, like stuck in my head kind of a thing. Not that people who work in the banks are toads or anything. I'm just saying.
You heard it here first, folks.
Hey, I used to work in a bank. I don't think I get that.
Then you would know. Just kidding.
Oh my goodness. But it's just like that guy that you could picture from like the 1920s that's like, we're out of money. Like it's the Depression. Like it's that guy.
It's the Depression. That's what they said in the 1920s.
That's exactly what he said because it was called that then.
Oh, that's funny.
No. But that's what I always pictured. And he always had like that like creepy. It's not a funny smile. It was a creepy smile. He was a creepy clown.
Yeah.
It was the bank guy on his off days being a creepy clown. Creepy blue clown.
Wow. So specific.
Yeah.
Peeves, I just know not... that in the Wizards Unite app, you can catch Peeves. As like one of the foundables. And it like, when I first saw it, I was like, who is this? And then I caught it and it told me it was Peeves. And I was like, that's not Peeves. Like, what are they thinking? It was like this young guy. And he was blue, but he had like on this bright orange like jumper with like the puffy princess sleeves and little like cupcake hat.
Oh my goodness. Did you see the man that they cast to play Peeves?
I will Google it right now.
You should. I don't know his name, but he, like, honestly, you can see it. They had kind of the face that I totally was picturing back in the day. Rick Mayall, yes.
Oh, he's terrifying, but yeah.
He would have been awesome, right? That's exactly what I pictured. He was both sides.
It is the Depression.
It is the Depression. That's exactly what he'd say.
That was his
audition. Anyways. Yes,
so I just can picture it. And I always pictured like this really gross, like creepy, high-pitched kind of man voice. Like, yeah. Like annoying. Absolutely yeah. annoying.
Yeah.
Like scrape your nails on the chalkboard. Glass. Annoying.
Which fit right in with what Peeves is, so.
Yeah. Just annoying. So Peeves, the name Peeve, means something that is personally annoying or a personal dislike, like a pet peeve, while peeve-ish means disagreeable and bad-tempered, which I thought was very, like, he was very aptly named.
Yeah, for sure.
So we are going to talk about some of the things that he has done throughout the books.
Oh, and he's done a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, here are some of the things Peeves has done. He has thrown walking sticks at Percy Weasley.
That was in first year. He blew raspberries constantly. Seriously, it was his go-to move.
Yep, that's all we knew about him really for a while there. He would write rude words on classroom blackboards.
That's funny. He would alert Filch if students, but mostly Harry, since it was the Harry Potter series, if they were out of bed.
Yes. He would drop waste paper baskets on students' heads.
Gross. He would pelt Gross. Students with chalk.
He'd pull rugs out from under people.
That would be the worst. He would turn invisible, sneak up on a person, grab their nose, screaming, "Got your conk."
Oh, that'd be the worst. In Harry's second year, Peeves crashed a vanishing cabinet over Filch's office. Which ends up being the broken vanishing cabinet, right?
That is.
Yeah.
That is. And what's funny is that prank was orchestrated by Nearly Headless Nick because he was trying to get Harry out of the office.
Yes.
Peeves created a song and dance routine about how Harry was the one releasing Slytherin's monster and setting it on the students to petrify them.
That's awesome.
I just like how the free time, he just let those artistic juices yep. flow, right?
He's like, let's put a production together. He would stuff keyholes with chewing gum, which they're all magical and like Alohomora's the thing, so I don't know how effective right? that is, but whatever. Mainly boring. Just to probably get at Filch, because Filch can't Alohomora everything, right? And oh, so that's like a direct stab at Filch, like, ha ha ha, take that.
In Harry's third year, he creepily woke Harry up before a huge Quidditch match by blowing in his ear at 4:30 in the morning. That happened to me, I would have lost it.
Yep, that's not okay.
Ever. Oh. Mm. I wonder if he did to other people.
Yeah, why is Peeves allowed in the dorms of the kids anyways?
Right.
Like, that should be a big no-no.
Right? Right?
At night? Nope. There's a lot of stuff wrong with that. He would drop water balloons on students as they were walking by.
Yep. He would terrorize the house elves in the kitchens. That would be the worst.
In Harry's fourth year, while practicing the summoning charm, Peeves began helping Harry by chucking stuff at him, thinking Harry wanted stuff thrown at him when Harry was actually trying to, like, summon it to him.
I love it. He's like, I thought you wanted help. During that same year, the fourth year, Peeves would hide inside the suits of armor and sing rude Christmas songs.
Yeah, which that goes back to our Christmas episode last year, because they're totally singing like traditional Christian Christmas music. And he's singing the wrong words. But they're singing like, "Oh, come all ye faithful" in the books, which is really interesting. Because we talked about like the theology behind Harry Potter. Anyways.
That's true.
So thanks, Peeves, for adding to that whole idea. He would throw ink pellets at students, which would be terrible to like clean off.
Also, I always think picture ink pellets as like paintball gun ink pellets. Am I like crazy? What's an ink pellet?
I always thought it as like a spit wad, but like an ink pellet.
I always pictured a paintball.
Interesting. I don't know what an ink pellet is. Maybe it's like a real actual thing and us Americans don't know what
like
that means.
Like a filler for your ink bottle? Maybe? That's like the only thing I can think of on the spot.
Yeah. I'm looking it up.
Look it up.
Nope, I'm just getting like computer ink. Like oh, printer ink. Dang it.
They're like out of ink. Lexi's gonna get ink tomorrow. All right.
I do need ink for my printer. Anyways.
I hate that. After Fred and George told Peeves to give her hell from us, Peeves went on a rampage of mayhem. He would juggle burning torches over the students. He dumped a bag of tarantulas in the Great Hall. Pass. And he locked Mrs. Norris in a suit of armor, as well as the destroying of property. He unscrewed a chandelier with the help of Professor McGonagall.
That's awesome.
He did quite a few things to just piss Umbridge off. Yep. We all were behind him successful. On those. Like, yeah.
Yeah, we're like, Peeves, do it.
You're my man. My main village man.
In Harry's sixth year, Peeves blocked the Gryffindor common room and wouldn't let anyone pass unless they set fire to their own pants, which poor Neville did.
I just thought that was the best. Like, Neville, like, just do something Neville's else.
Neville's a freaking 16-year-old. It's not like he's a little 11-year-old. He's 16.
And I set know. Fire Isn't to that his own the worst? It's so sad. However, Peeves, during the Battle of Hogwarts, proved his loyalty to Hogwarts by fighting. He even sang a victory song after the battle. That's where we get the Voldy's gone moldy.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
No, Peeves. I just thought that Peeves definitely deserves something separate from the ghost because he is definitely something else. Something more.
Yeah.
Something terrifying.
No, I think this was a good call to separating him to his own episode.
Oh, yeah.
While we're on the topic of Peeves, what are your pet peeves? I didn't have another good question to ask.
Oh, I liked it. Hold on. Oh, man. So, okay, so I have two. One of my pet peeves is people that start sentences and then do not finish them. And then they don't even remember what's going on. And you're like, oh my gosh, I was listening to you for no flipping reason. Yeah. And then it gets really hard because then they're like, what was I talking about? And you're like trying to replay the message. And it's like, you were the one that was saying it. It's really funny.
Why am I in charge if you're trying to
Why talk? Am I leading this conversation? It was your story. No, that's like drives me absolutely up a wall because it's like they just say something. They're talking like it's like half a sentence. And you're like ready, and then they don't say anything, and then they say something else. And you're just like, what just happened? Excuse Did you just me? Like,
what?
Like, what happened? No, my other one is grinding teeth. Even though I know that I do it sometimes when I like am super frustrated and I like am stressed and I sleep and I grind my teeth. My husband always has to like nudge me awake to remind me to stop grinding my teeth because every dentist appointment I've ever gone to, they're like,
you grind your teeth.
You need to wear something. Like, pass.
Not today.
Not today. Yeah, no, but I don't like it when like my kids do it or like I hear people do it. You're like, stop it. Do you have anything else to chew on? It kills me.
That's awesome.
What about you, Lexi? Sorry, I'm like ranting over here.
No, you're fine. That's the nature of talking about your pet peeves. It turns into a rant because that's why you have a pet peeve about it. I think this one's true for myself, Tori, and Jamie by nature of us being Olsons. But we all have pretty bad road rage.
Oh, man, that's true.
And get like super annoyed by people who are driving slow or if you cut us off, like,
oh, you better be ready for the battle of your life because I'm following you to the next exit.
You will see words coming out of my mouth and fingers in the air, all the things. And yeah. I've calmed down a lot since I got married because Jacob was like the total opposite of that. Like, we'll be driving, I think I've told you this before, Tori, but we'll be driving on the freeway. Like driving up north to see you guys and we'll be like right behind or right in front of a car and you just like keep switching spots and that drives me nuts. I'm like, either speed up or slow down, bro. Like, I'm going the same speed, so you need to decide.
And you so need like
to get out of my space right now.
This was happening one time while I was driving and I was so frustrated, and then the guy like pulled off on an exit and I was in my head I was like, "Oh my gosh, he's gone finally." And Jacob turned to me, he was like, "Oh, our friend's gone. We've been driving next to him for like an hour." And I'm like, "Who are you?" No, I was going to kill that beeping like, beep.
I was about to like throw spikes out the back.
So oh my gosh. I think that's a pet peeve. And then
that's definitely a pet peeve. I remember I scared mom once with my road rage. She looked at me and was like, "Oh my gosh, you're your father."
Yeah, thanks, Dad. Passing us like, all this awesome road rage to deal with.
Oh, because I was about to like get out of my truck with my children in the truck with my mother. I was about to get out of the truck and like show this man who is boss.
I think one of my other pet peeves, I have a few that I could think of. Some of them I feel like are annoying for everyone, though. Like when you're at work and someone takes credit for the something you did. That's or annoying. Like you've been like saying something for months and then someone in a meeting, someone else says the same exact thing and everyone's like, "That's amazing." And you're like,
"You're amazing.
I've been saying this for months." Anyways, that's super annoying. One of my other weird things, though, is like when I'm walking like in the grocery store or like in a parking lot, I always adhere to like right side of the lane or aisle or whatever. And so like if I'm walking down an aisle in the grocery store, I'm on the right side of the aisle. And not everyone does that. They just leave their carts everywhere or they're like going the opposite way. And it drives me crazy.
Yep. I've gotten in trouble a few times because I say things out loud, but I don't say them in English.
Yeah, you told me that.
But this last time I said my mind out loud in Spanish, a woman who definitely spoke Spanish, she looked at me and was not happy with what I had to say. I was like, oh. Yep, there you go. There you go.
Tori learned her lesson not to yell at people in different languages because they'll end up speaking that language one of these days.
Yeah, one of these days, somebody's going to speak it, but the majority don't. So it's like, you know what? I'm kind of safe 90% of the time. Oh, just got to be careful.
Anyways, I should view my audience prior. Peeves the Poltergeist would exploit all of these annoyances that everyone has and more. He'd show people like, "Oh, you don't have a pet peeve? I'll be your pet peeve."
Oh, it's going to happen. Challenge I swear, accepted. Like, he could have, I mean, if he's been there since Hogwarts was founded, I bet he could have come up with some crazy awesome ways to annoy, bother, and do things.
Yep.
But he also, I'm surprised, like, he survived quite a long time.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think in the Harry Potter books, there were, like, 4 or 5 times when they're like, "Get rid of him. We're done with him." I never want to see Peeves again.
But he's part of the family.
I know. The Fat Friar's like, "It's okay.
It's okay." Anyways, so that's our episode about peeves.
Peeves.
Thank you for listening. Remember, you can always reach out to us on social media at We Solemnly Swear Cast and tell us what your pet peeve is. Or do you have the same pet peeves that we do?
True. And also say your favorite thing that peeves did.
Yeah, your favorite
to
event.
Peeve everybody else.
For me, it's like all about the Umbridge year. Like all the stuff from Give Her Hell from Us. Like that's the best. And like that's epitome true. Of peeves, so.
Tis true. I do have to say, though, I loved when he sang the rude Christmas songs. So I was like, that is what the ghost should be doing. Like singing Christmas songs or songs from haunting people from the.
Yes.
From the suits of armor.
Well, thank you for listening and catch you later.
Mischief managed.